感谢主，今天我们有一位特别的讲员，从远道从锡兰来到我们当中 ，Dr. Ajit Vermando。他是在锡兰担任青年归主的主任，他同时也是虽然我们在中国人当中可能不太认识他，他在国际上也是相当出名的一个巡回布道家，他同时也是一个神学家，他也出版了很多的书。那么不过最主要的，我想最简单的介绍，他是神的仆人，他有心愿意在神的在侍奉神的事情上，无论到哪里，他在锡兰这个地方，他也曾经介绍过说，他自己的背景在锡兰有两个主要的种族，那么一个是主要的一个种族，另外一个种族就是他们这个少数的支派一直在锡兰有恐怖活动，所以他们所有的国家的里面有常常有种族的战争，有恐怖的活动，几乎没有一年停止过，二三十年以来，在这样的环境中，他在那里传福音，盼望借过福音能够让人的心回转，能够让他的国家能够带来真正从神而来的和平。所以今天我们感谢主，他在我们当中要分享神的话语。前几天从礼拜四一直到昨天，在亚裔的教会，在我们教会当中的一个WAME， 就是一个青年宣道大会当中，他传讲信息，我想带给许多青年人帮助。今天我们感谢主，他在我们当中也要跟我们分享信息。
It is a great joy and a privilege for me to be ministering among you.
很高兴，也是我的荣幸，今天可以在你们当中一起分享神的话。
I have had a wonderful time with the young people.Over the last weekend.
过去几天，我跟那些年轻人有很好的分享。
And so I consider it a joy now to speak to the whole congregation.
所以我在想，今天有这个机会跟全会众来分享的话，这个是很难得的机会。
I am told that you are coming very close to your emphasis on missions in this church.
我听说你们很快就是你们的宣教主日。
And today I want to speak about one of the bases of Christian mission.
那我今天我特别要讲的就是在基督教里面这个宣教的根基。
And that is the love of God.
这个就是上帝的爱。
As our text we have chosen 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 14.
像我们今天读的圣经哥林多后书第五章第十四节。
In this passage we are told, for the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died.
在第十四节这里说，原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
In this passage, Paul says that he is motivated to preach because of the love of Christ.
保罗说，因为是基督的爱激励他，所以他放胆的传道。
But that love comes out of a conviction.
这个爱是从一种的上帝的激励而来的。
And the conviction is that one has died for all.
这个为什么他要激励呢？就是因为有一人为众人死。
Jesus has died to save this world.
耶稣为全世界的人死了。
And now we know about this great truth.
现在我们知道这个的真理。
And there is love in our hearts for the people.
所以在我们心里面就有爱众人的心。
And that makes us want to share the gospel with them.
所以这个叫我们要把福音分享给众人。
It becomes our passion, our supreme task in life.
这个变成我们身上的一个使命。
This is the thing that drives us as a church, as Christians.
这个也是叫教会往前走的一个推动力。
Christ has provided the way for people to move away from hell to heaven.
上帝已经准备一条道路，要我们离开死亡，今日永生。
And we love these people.
我们爱这些人。
And now we have to do whatever we can to bring the gospel to them.
现在我们就需要尽我们所能的把福音带到他们面前。
Paul talks about how his life is driven by this.
保罗讲到他的一生怎么样受到这样的事情受到激励。
He says he has become a slave to everyone in 1 Corinthians 9.
他说我为福音的缘故成为众人的仆人。
To the Jews he became like a Jew.
在犹太人当中他就成为犹太人。
To those under the law, he became like one under the law.
在律法之下他就成为在律法之下的人。
To the weak, he became a weak person, he said.
在软弱人当中他就成为软弱的人。
All so that by all possible means, he may bring somebody to Jesus.
好叫通过各样的方法把基督介绍给他们。
This has become a passion in life.
这个成为他的使命。
I work with Youth for Christ.
就是为上帝来工作。
And we work primarily with young people who are outside the church.
我们常常跟一些年轻人来工作。
And to bring them to Christ, to bring them even to our programs, you have to try all sorts of things.
要把年轻人带到主面前，带到我们当中，是要需要很多的方法。
Because they are either Buddhists or Hindus.
因为他们可能是佛教的，可能是印度教的。
So I tell our young staff.
所以我就告诉我的同工们。
If God wants us to stand on our heads to bring them to Christ, we'll stand on our heads.
如果上帝要我们这个这头立在地上，然后这样邀请他们到我们当中的话，我们也应该这样做。
Anything to bring them to Christ.
我们尽我们本能把他们带到神的面前。
Because we love them.
因为我们爱他们。
And we have found that Christ is the answer for their need.
因为我们知道上帝是唯一的答案在他们人生当中。
And the love of God in our hearts.
上帝的爱在我们心里面。
That is the key to effectiveness of being used by God.
这个是我们怎么样成为神有效的工人的一个秘诀。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul says,
在哥林多前书第一章，保罗这样说，
Not many of you were wise and influential.
你们当中有智慧的人不多。
Not many of you were of noble birth.
你们当中有这个尊贵的也不多。
But he says, God chose the foolish things to shame the wise.
但是上帝却选了那些愚拙的人，要叫那些自以为聪明的人得到羞愧。
He used the weak things to shame the strong.
他用那些软弱的人，叫那些自以为强的人羞愧。
To bring to nothing the things that are.
就让 I'm sorry. He used
the lowly things to bring to nothing the things that are there.
他把那些比较卑贱的，叫那些自以为高贵的人得到羞耻。
I've been a youth worker for 25 years.
我在年轻人工作有二十多年。
And over these years, we have seen many young people come to Christ.
我们在多年当中看到很多年轻人信主。
And this has been a great joy to us.
对我们来说带给无限的喜乐。
But you know, because we are human, sometimes we are a little happier when some people come than when others come.
但是我们都是人，有些时候看到某一些人信主，我们特别的高兴。
We think, he's going to be a great servant of God.
我们就想这个以后是神重用的仆人。
Because we think, because of certain qualifications that this person has, he's going to be very special.
我们就看到这个人有的优点，就想这个人以后一定非常了不起。
But over the years, I have found how wrong I have been in these judgments.
但是我就发现过去那么多年，我的估计都是错误的。
Because some of the people we least expect are the ones that God uses most.
我们有时候想到那些人不可能被神重用的，却被神大大的重用。
Because the supreme qualification for service is not our education.
因为被神用的不是在乎我们的教育。
Or our talent or our family background.
或者我们的才干，我们的家庭背景。
It is the love of God in our hearts.
乃是上帝的爱在我们的心里面。
And a dedication that will enable that love to go out of our life.
而只是我们对上帝那种奉献的心。
So God can use anybody who's willing to be an agent of His love.
所以上帝可以用任何的人，当我们愿意被神所用。
In South India, there was a young man called Punlik John.
在印度的南面有一个小孩子叫做 Punlik John.
And he wanted to be a preacher.
他希望有一天成为一个传道者。
He went to a mission school.
就去一个宣教的学校。
Unfortunately, he was not a very good student.
很不幸的，他不是一个很好的学生。
So, he couldn't pass his exams in school.
他考试不及格。
And this meant that he couldn't go to seminary and become a preacher.
换句话呢，他就不能够进神学院这个受训练。
So he was very sad.
他就很忧伤。
He went and met his pastor.
后来他就跟他的牧师讲话。
And he told him, I wanted to be a preacher, but I have failed my exams. What can I do?
他说，牧师，我考试不及格，我希望做传道人，怎么办呢？
So the pastor said, what are you good at?
那个牧师就说，你什么是你的长处？
And he said, I'm good with my hands.
他说我的手还是蛮巧的。
Then the pastor said, why don't you use something with your hands and do that for Christ and bring honor to his name using that profession?
那牧师就说，为什么你不用你的手来荣耀主耶稣基督，在你的工作里面荣耀上帝？
So he learned to be a tailor.
然后他就成为一个缝印的那个人。
And he worked under a master tailor and learned the trade.
然后他就在一个老师下面来学习。
By and by he got married.
后来他结婚了。
And then he went and when he had learned his trade, he borrowed some money and bought a Singer sewing machine.
后来他这个学习好了以后呢，他就借了一些钱买了一个缝印机。
And he went to a village where there were no Christians.
没有，他就去了一个乡村里面，那里没有基督徒的。
And he set up his tailoring business in that village.
然后他就在那里开了一个缝纫店。
And in the, when people came to get their things sewn, he would talk to them about Christ.
没有，当人家把衣服拿到他的店里面的时候，他就趁这个机会跟他们分享基督。
His wife taught the children in the village to read and to write.
没有，他的太太呢，就叫那些村里面的小孩子读书、写字等等。
And in the evening, they would have meetings where they explained the gospel to the people of the village.
到了晚上呢，他们就把乡村里面的人召聚在一起，跟他们讲福音。
6 months later, he went to meet his pastor.
过了6个月，他去看他的牧师。
He said, I want you to come to my village. We have people ready to be baptized.
他说，牧师，请你过来，我们当中已经有人准备可以受洗了。
And the pastor thought, how is that? We didn't send an evangelist to this village.
他说怎么搞的，我都没有把一些传道士到那边去。
Anyway, he went to the village.
然后牧师就去了那个乡村。
And he found that there were 200 people who understood the gospel, had committed their lives to Christ, and were ready for baptism.
然后他就发现有200多人在一个村里面已经听了福音，明白正道，而且准备要受洗来见证主耶稣。
So he baptized them, had a licensed preacher to come on Sunday and conduct the service.
所以那个牧师呢，就为他们施洗，然后礼拜天就在他们当中讲道。
So Poonlik and his wife realized now we must go to another village.
所以Poonlik跟他的太太发现他们可以到乡村里面。
And they went to this other village.
所以他们就去了另外一个乡村。
And the same thing was repeated.
然后这个同样的事情叫重演。
And then they went to a third village.
到了第三个乡村。
I read this in a book. And when that person wrote this book, 600 people had been baptized through this Poonlik and his wife.
所以我看那本书的时候，已经有600多个人因着Poonlik跟他的太太所传福音，已经信主。
Here was a person who wasn't good enough to be a licensed preacher.
这个人他都不及格，不能够成为一个传道人。
But God was good enough to make him a great preacher.
可是上帝把他变成为一个更伟大的传道人。
Because the supreme requirement for service is not our ability, but God's love in our hearts.
因为唯一的条件不是我们的本能，是上帝的爱在我们里面。
Now when you hear stories like Poonlik John, perhaps you might get very frustrated.
当你们听到这个Poonlik John这样的故事，可能心里面非常的难过。
You think I'm not like Poonlik John.
我们就想到我们不像这位Poonlik John一样。
Well, I want to tell you I'm not like Poonlik John either.
我告诉你们我也不像Poonlik John.
I don't think I could do what he did.
我想我也不可能做到他所做的。
But the beautiful thing is God has his way of using each one of us.
但是最美的事就是上帝有他的方法来用我们每一个人。
As we are available to him.
当我们把自己献给他的时候,
he will use us in whatever way we that suits our personality, he will use us to bring glory to him.
他就按着我们的本能来使用我们。
There was a prisoner in America who gave his life to Christ.
在美国有一个被囚犯把自己献给上帝。
A pastor had preached the gospel on a Sunday and this man committed his life to Christ that day.
有一个牧师在礼拜天传道的时候，这个人听见，后来他就把自己献给上帝。
And after he committed his life to Christ, he told the pastor,
当他把自己献给上帝之后，他就跟牧师讲,
Now pastor, don't get your big head too much.
他就说牧师，你的头不要想得那么大。
Because you're number 25.
他说你是第25号。
He asked him, what do you mean I'm number 25?
牧师就说你什么意思，我是25号。
24 other people talked to me about Jesus before you.
他说牧师，已经有24个人曾经跟我传福音了。
And they all had an influence.
他们都有一定的影响力。
And you are the one who finally brought me to Christ.
你是最后一个把我带到耶稣基督的面前。
So we do what we can. We remain available.
所以我们要做我们所能做的，把我们自己提供给上帝来用。
And when we are available, God will use us.
当我们愿意被主所用的时候，上帝就会用我们。
The thing is to have the love of Christ in our hearts and a love for people because of that.
最主要就是有上帝的爱在我们心里面，也有爱众人的心在我们里面。
There was an old man who was very sick.
有一个老人，他非常的病得很重。
And he had his servant beside him, and they brought the doctor. He went and brought the doctor to see him.
他的仆人就找了一个医生，把医生带到他的面前。
And when the doctor saw him, he said he doesn't have much more time to live.
这个医生看到他以后就说，他大概会活的日子不长了。
He told that to the servant very softly.
他就告诉这样的告诉他的仆人。
After the doctor had gone, this man asked the servant, What did the doctor say?
那个医生走了以后，那个人就问他的仆人说：“医生怎么样说？”
And he said, that you have only a few minutes to live.
那个仆人说：“医生讲，你只有几分钟可以活下去。”
And this man said, "Quick, get me onto my knees."
他是说：“快一点，快一点，让我跪下来。”
Let me spend my last moments praying for the salvation of the world.
让我可以用最后的几分钟为全世界的人来祷告。
Here was a man who was dying.
这个人快要死了。
But while he was dying, he was serving God.
但是他快要死的时候，他还是想到要服侍上帝。
So whatever condition we are in,
所以我们在无论的什么的情况里面，
God can use us to do something unusual for Him.
上帝都可以用最不可能的情况之下来使用我们。
The key is to have the love of God in our heart.
那个秘诀呢，就是上帝的爱在我们的心里面。
Now how do we experience this love?
我们怎么样可以经验到这种的爱呢？
Let me talk about three key requirements.
那我告诉你三个条件。
First, we have to have a relationship with Christ.
第一个呢，我们要跟基督有一个关系。
Very often, we can be so involved in the church, but really not have a relationship with Christ.
有时说我们在教会里面可以忙东忙西，却没有跟基督扯上关系。
God speaking to the church in Laodicea in Revelation chapter 3 said, "Behold, I stand at your door and knock."
这个上帝对老底家的教会就说，我站在你的心门外在叩门。
He was talking to a church.
他是对教会来讲的。
But he was telling them, "I'm standing at your door and knocking."
但是神却说，我是站在你们的心门外在叩门。
If you hear my voice, then open the door and I will come in.
如果你听到我的声音，把门打开，我一定会进来。
So we need to have a relationship with Christ.
所以我们先要跟主耶稣有一个关系。
Sri Lanka is a country that is crazy about cricket.
Sri Lanka 这个国家是对这个一个运动叫 cricket 非常有兴趣。
And even when I'm here, Sri Lanka is now playing a big cricket series, so I'm always checking into the internet to see what has happened.
就是今天我在这里的时候，在 Sri Lanka 这个国家在一个非常重要的比赛当中还在打球当中，所以我常常在上网看一下到底他们打得怎么样。
There was a great cricketer in England called C.T. Studd.
在英国以前有一个非常有名打这个 cricket 的人，他叫 C.T. Studd。
He was the captain of the Cambridge University team, and he played for the All England team.
他是当时候在剑桥大学里面的这个队长，他代表学校比赛。
And C.T. Studd came under the influence of God's Spirit, and he and six others.From Cambridge University decided that they will go to China as missionaries.
这个 C.T. Studd 受到上帝的灵所感动，然后他跟另外有六个同学，他们同时候愿意把自己献身，被神差遣到中国去。
So before he went to China, he would go to different places and share his vision.
但是他到中国之前，他就去别的地方来分享他的意向。
One day he was in the home of one of his aunts.
然后有一天他在他的姨的家里面。
And she was a very stiff type of person. She was very embarrassed by C.T. Studd. He was so excited about Christ. She didn't like that.
她的姨呢就非常的这个不说什么话的人。她看到 C.T. Studd， 她反而是不晓得怎么样说。
And so, one day, C.T. Studd told her, "Christianity is like smallpox. If you have it, you give it."
她就这个 C.T. Studd 就跟这个姨讲，她说。这个基督教就好像天花病一样，当你有了以后呢，你就会传染给别人。
Now she was very upset.
所以她听了以后，她非常的不高兴。
Imagine comparing Christianity to smallpox.
就想到把基督教跟天花做一个对比。
Well, in a few days, C.T. Studd left her home, and she was very relieved.
过了几天，这个C.T. Studd离开以后呢，她的姨非常的就安心下来了。
But she realized that this man had something that she didn't have.
可是他想到西利社有一些东西他没有了。
So she began to search.
他一直在寻找。
And after some time she gave her life to Christ.
过了一段时间他就把他的生命献给主耶稣。
And she sent a telegram to her nephew.
他就打一个电报给他的侄儿。
Bad case of smallpox, praise God.
天花已经在这里蔓延出去了，感谢主。
We need to have a relationship with Christ.
我们需要跟主耶稣有一个关系。
Then once we have known Christ, He will push us forward.
当我们认识主以后，他就可以推动我们往前走。
But once that relationship has been established, it needs to be nurtured.
当这个关系被建立以后呢，需要慢慢的培养。
Because this world is so full of hatred and disappointment. If we don't stay close to God, we can, the hatred and the disappointment can begin to engulf our lives.
如果我们不常常靠近上帝的话，这些的仇恨、这些的失望会进入我们的心里面。
And we can lose the glow of God's love in our hearts.
然后我们就把对上帝起初的爱就失去了。
That's why James 4:8 says, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you."
所以为什么雅各在雅各书第四章第八节说，我们要接近靠近上帝，上帝就靠近我们。
There was a preacher in England called F.B. Meyer.
在英国有一个牧师叫做 F.B. Meyer,
and he was a traveling by train one day, when next to him there was a very sad looking lady.
他有一天坐火车, 在旁边有一个非常沮丧的一个女人。
And she told her story to him.
然后这个女人就告诉F.B. Meyer她的故事。
She said that she had her husband was dead and all she had was one daughter.
他就说我先生已经死了，现在剩下来的只有一个女儿。
This daughter had been sickly, but she was so friendly and she found great joy in looking after this daughter.
所以他就在照顾他女儿里面呢，就得到一些的安慰。
Now the daughter also had died.
可是现在呢，女儿也死了。
And she didn't know what to do.
然后她就不知道要做什么事情。
She didn't want to go back to her home because her daughter wasn't there.
她不想再回家，因为女儿已经不在了。
And F.B. Meyer gave her some advice.
然后 F.B. Meyer 就给她一些的建议。
He said, "Next time you finish work and go to your house and put the key to the keyhole, just say, 'Jesus, I know you are here.'"
他说，如果你下一次下班回家的时候，把钥匙放进这个门的时候，你就说，主耶稣，我知道你在这里。
And then when you start lighting the fire in the evening,
到晚上的时候，当你要生火。
Earlier you used to tell your daughter what happened in office.
可能以往的话，你就回家告诉你的女儿到底这一天发生什么事情。
Now tell Jesus what happened in the office.
现在的话，你就告诉耶稣今天发生什么事。
If someone was bad to you, tell him someone was bad to you.
如果人对你不好的话，你就告诉耶稣这件事。
If someone was good to you, tell him someone was good to you.
有人对你好的话，也可以告诉耶稣。
And then when you go to sleep at night,
当你到晚上要睡觉的时候,
and you put off the light in your room,
然后你把灯关了,
put your hand out into the darkness and say, "Jesus, I know you are here."
你在黑暗当中把手伸出来，你说，主耶稣，我知道你在这里。
A few months later, F.B. Meyer was preaching in the same area.
过了几个月，F.B. Meyer在同样一个地区里面布道。
And this lady came to see him.
这个女人就跑来看他。
And he couldn't recognize her.
他认不出来这个女人嘞。
Because instead of announcing sorrow, her face announced the joy of the Lord.
她以前呢是非常沮丧的人，现在呢是充满光彩的一个人。
And she came up to him and said, "I tried what you asked me to do, and it has made all the difference in the world to me."
这个女人就告诉F.B. Meyer说，我就按照你所告诉我的去做，哦，现在我整个人都改变过来了。
She said, "I feel that I know God now."
我觉得我知道我认识上帝。
You see, as we stay close to God, we realize God loves us.
当我们接近上帝的话，我们就知道上帝爱我们。
And His love comes into our life.
上帝的爱进入我们的生命里面。
And the life and that love brings joy to us.
而且这个爱就带给我们莫大的喜乐。
And the joy now wants to overflow in service to others.
这种的喜乐就要流露出来，要服务别人。
So that's the first thing that we need.
所以这个是第一个我们要做的。
We need to have a relationship with God.
我们需要跟上帝有一个好的关系。
The second requirement is,
第二个要求,
that we need to have the love of Christ to flow out of our life.
我们需要有基督的爱从我们生命里面流露出来。
In John 15, 12 and 13, Jesus says, "Greater love one another as I have loved you." And then he says, "Greater love has no one than this, that a man give his life for his friends."
在约翰一书第五章里面，耶稣说，在约翰福音十五章，耶稣说，为众人死的没有很多，就是我已经把上帝的爱流露出来了。
We have to love people as he loved us.
我们需要爱人像主耶稣爱我们一样。
You know, there are some people who put a protective wall around themselves.
有些人他们在周围上了一个保护网。
And they don't want to think of others.
他们不希望想到别人。
Thinking of other people, Christian service is an inconvenience to them.
他们想到基督的服务是对他们来说是非常不方便的。
They say, "We have to look after ourselves."
他们说我们先要照顾自己。
I have met some people who say, "I have had enough of service. Now I have to look after myself.
我听到有一些人说，我已经服务人别人太多了，我现在要先照顾自己。
Those people are never happy.
那些人从来不会高兴。
Because happiness comes with love.
因为这个真正的喜乐是从爱而来的。
And if you don't let love go out of your life, there will be no joy.
如果你没有让爱流露出来的话，你就没有这种的喜乐。
You know, this is seen most clearly when a person gets to be old.
当一个人年长的时候，我们就发现更清楚。
You know, sometimes you go and see an old person. I have a brother who's a pastor, and he has to go and visit older people.
我有一个兄弟，他是一个牧师，有时候他去看一些老人。
He says sometimes he goes to visit this old lady, hoping to bring her some comfort.
有一次，他就去看一个妇女，就要看她，要把她安慰带给她。
And he says, after I have visited her, she's not the one who's comforted. I am the one who's comforted.
结果见了这个太太以后。 没有，不但是没有安慰这个老太太，反而是这个老太太安慰她。
Because even though she's so old, she's so full of love and joy.
虽然她是那么老，可是她却是充满喜乐。
But then we go to see other people.
可是当我们去看别人的时候，
And from the time you go to see them, they're complaining.
当你看到别人的时候，你只听到的就是他们在抱怨。
My children don't look after me.
我的儿女不照顾我了。
I have this pain here and that pain there.
我这里又痛，那边又痛。
And from beginning to end, it's one tale of sorrow.
从头到尾，他们就是在吐苦水。
You see, when you live for yourself, you come to a stage when yourself has not much to give you.
所以你就看到，当你常常是想到自己的话，你就发现你没有什么可以流露出来。
But if you have lived a life of love,
可是你活着是在活在爱里面。
We have always got opportunities to love people.
我们就有各种的机会去爱别人。
Like that old man who was dying.
好像那个老人家快要死了。
As he was dying, he was loving people by praying for them.
他快要死的时候，他还是爱众人为他们祷告。
In 1 John 2:5.
在约翰一书第二章第五节。
John says, "Whoever keeps his word."
约翰就说，谁遵守他的话。
In him, the love of God is perfected.
在他里面，上帝的爱就完全了。
What he's saying is, if we keep the word, if we obey Christ and go out in service,
所以当我们遵守上帝的话，然后去服务别人的话，
as we go out in service, this love becomes perfected inside of us.
当我们这样去照顾服务别人，上帝的爱就流露出来。
You see, as we obey God,
当我们遵守上帝的话，
as we pay the price of service,
当我们奉上帝的命去服务别人，
we find that God begins to provide our needs.
我们就看见上帝提供我们的需要，
and life becomes exciting.
这个生命就变得非常的有意义。
I have preached a few times at a conference in Illinois called the Urbana Conference.
我在Illinois这个Urbana Conference有好几次来讲到。
And this is a conference that is held just after Christmas.
是每三年圣诞节之后举行的。
So I like to spend Christmas with my family and then go for the conference.
所以我常常圣诞节的时候就跟我家人在一起，然后就去参加这个会议。
One year I had to leave on Christmas night.
有一年我要在圣诞夜那一天就离开。
That was a time I had a lot of responsibilities in my church also.
那个时候我在自己的教会里面也有很多的负责人。
And so I had to preach on Christmas Day.
这个早上圣诞节那一天我要讲道。
So I was very busy before I left.
所以我出门之前非常非常的忙。
I finished preparing my sermon at about 2 o'clock in the night.
我准备我的讲章到了晚上2点钟。
I was a little worried because if I go to America without much sleep, with the jet lag, I get all mixed up when I speak.
我就想到，如果我睡眠不够，然后飞到美国，然后有时差，我大概那个糊里糊涂了。
And this was a big conference. I didn't want to get my words all muddled up.
而且这个是一个非常重要、非常大的一个会议，我就不想随便讲话。
So I went to bed at about 2 o'clock, hoping to have a good night's sleep and then go in the morning to church.
所以到了2点钟，我就希望我可以睡得好，然后第二天到教会。
I must have slept about 2 hours when there was a knock at our door.
我睡了2个小时，忽然之间门外就有人叩门。
We had some very poor neighbors.
我们有一些非常穷的邻居。
They were Hindus.
他们是印度教的人。
They didn't have lights in their house.
他们家里面没有电灯。
And their little baby was sick.
她的小孩子生病了。
She had a stomach problem.
肚子里面不舒服。
And so they had given some medicine, thinking it was medicine for the stomach.
她就给这个小孩子一些的药，以为是这个对肚子痛有帮助。
But actually, it was skin lotion.
结果呢，那个是皮肤的膏。
And they were very scared.
所以他们就很害怕。
What shall we do? They said.
怎么办呢?
I said, let's go to the hospital.
我就说好，我们去医院吧。
So I put them in our van and we took them to hospital.
我就把他送到我的这个汽车，我们就开到医院那里去。
Now in our country, when poor people go to hospital, they don't take much notice. So I had to wait right till the morning.
大家知道，在医院里面那些贫穷的人啊，不会被照顾的，所以我就在那边等。
So I had no sleep. I had to go and preach.
所以到了早上，我还没有好好的睡觉，我就去讲道。
But I needed my sleep.
但是我需要睡眠啊。
So I thought, well, I will have a good sleep in the afternoon.
我就想，也许我下午可以睡一觉吧。Now
in our country, we open our windows like this, you know, unlike in your country where it's like where you close it like that, you know, it's slided.
在我们的国家，我们的窗呢是往外开的。So
usually, if the windows are all closed, that means nobody's at home.
当窗都关的话，就是家里面没有人。So
we closed all our windows.
所以我们就把所有的窗都关掉。Put
the van in the garage.
就把机器呢放在车房里面,
hoping that people will think nobody's at home.
就希望别人呢就以为家里面没有人在,
and I can sleep.
那我就可以好好的睡觉,
so I went to sleep.
那我就去睡了,
slept a few minutes.
睡了几分钟,
knock at the door.
要听到有人敲门,
went and talked to the person.
我就去了,
came back to sleep.
然后就后来回去睡觉,
another few minutes, another knock at the door.
过了几分钟又有别人敲门,
this time I was very angry.
那个时候我就很生气了,
inside I'm very angry, outside I'm smiling.
里面很生气, 外面还是嘻嘻笑笑的。
I decided no point trying to sleep on Christmas day.
就想这个圣诞节睡觉大概不行了。
So we went and played some games as a family.
我们就在外面一起玩一些游戏。
But I needed my sleep.
可是我需要睡眠了。
So I got onto the plane around midnight.
那我在半夜我就上飞机。
And it so happened that on that day, this was a plane with about 350 seats.
在那一次那个飞机上面有350个座位。
And there were only about 50 people on the plane.
那飞机上只有50人。
I had four seats to myself.
那我连续有四个位置我可以用。
And I made this bed and I slept as I have never slept ever in on a plane.
我就把它布置得好像一个床一样，我就在上面这个好好的睡觉。
And when I came to Amsterdam,
我到了 Amsterdam 那个地方,
I was so happy.
我好高兴。
When God sent that person in the middle of the night, He knew that my poor airline, Air Lanka, is going to have a terrible loss on this next flight.
当这个上帝虽然找一些人来骚扰我，让我不能够好好睡，可是他却准备了飞机让我可以睡。
See, it's just the excitement of being involved in God's work and finding that God provides for our need.
所以当我们好好的来服务别人的时候，我们就看见上帝满足我们的需要。
But if we don't do that, then we won't experience God's excitement.
可是我们不照顾别人的话，我们就不会经验到这种的兴奋。
And life will become boring and meaningless.
我们的生命就变得非常的没有意义。
So we must let love go out.
所以我们一定要让上帝的爱流露出来。
And the third requirement is this.
第三个的要求。
We must remove hindrances to the love of God.
我们一定要把拦阻我们来到上帝的爱那些拦阻我们的除掉。
A common hindrance is unconfessed sin.
一般的拦阻我们的话就是没有承认的罪。
Very often when I find that a young person or one of our staff members is getting angry quickly.
有时候我看到我的同工们他们生气的时候,
and getting always critical of other people.
然后变成对别人非常的很多的批评。
I ask two questions.
我就问他们两个问题。
Has he not been sleeping enough?
是不是睡眠不够?
Or secondly, is there some unconfessed sin?
那第二是不是他们有一些罪他们没有承认?
Because often when there is no freedom of forgiveness,
就是当我们不能够饶恕别人的时候,
you have no peace in the heart.
你们里面就没有这个平安。
So they get angry quickly.
所以我们这种的愤怒就出来了。
And they also want to tell, show that they are not as bad as other people.
另外呢，他们也要表现出来他们 跟别人还比别人还要好。
So they start getting critical of others.
然后他们就对别人很多的批评。
Just to convince themselves that they are not so bad.
就是让别人告诉自己说我比别人还要好。
For such people, the important thing is to come back to God.
对这些人来说，最重要的就是回到上帝的面前。
In Psalm 51 and verse 12, David prays, "Restore to me the joy of my salvation."
这个大卫在诗篇第51篇第12节说，把那个救恩之乐 还给我。
This was after he had committed a serious sin.
这个是因为大卫犯了重大的罪之后。
So that's one of the big hindrances to joy, to love.
这个罪呢，是不是拦阻我们去爱
？Unconfessed sin.
但我们没有承认我们的罪。
And then there is anger over circumstances.
但有些时候呢，我们因着环境，我们也会生气。
You know, there are some Christians who are so angry.
有一些基督徒呢，他们非常容易生气。
They are angry with the way the church has treated them.
他们想到教会这样对待他们，他们就生气。
They are angry with the way their family, their society has treated them.
他们想到他们的家庭的人怎么样对待他们，这个社会怎么样对待他们。
And all you need is a small trigger, and when that trigger is pulled, they explode with their anger.
那只要小小的一件事情，就会影响很大的爆炸。
There's a deep inner sense of disappointment. The world has been bad to me, they say.
因为他们心里面有一种的失望，他就觉得这个世界对他们不好。
But you know, Christians don't need to live like that.
可是基督徒不应该活得这个样子。
Because however bad people have been, God's love is greater.
因为无论别人怎么样对待我们，上帝的爱比这些都要大。
In Romans 5:5, Paul says, God's love has been poured into our hearts.By the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
这个在罗马书第五章第五节，保罗说，上帝的爱倾倒在我们的身上。
And that word poured has the idea of a flood. There is an abundant source of love here.
上帝的爱倾倒在我们，好像是永流不停的那种的水。
And so, however bad people are, God's love is greater.
所以无论我们是怎么样的恶，但是上帝的爱比这些还要大。
You know, there was a great servant of God called Corrie ten Boom.
那有一个上帝的仆人，他叫Corrie ten Boom。
She was a Dutch lady, and her family protected Jews during the war.
她是个荷兰人，在第二次大战的时候，他们保护那些犹太人。
And because they did that, they were all sent to prison.
所以因着他们保护犹太人的缘故呢，他们就被关在监牢里面。
Her father died in prison.
她的爸爸在监狱里面死了。
Mother was already dead.
妈妈已经死了。
And the brother was released, but the two sisters were sent to a concentration camp.
他的兄弟被放出来，可是呢，他跟他的姐姐两个放在集中营里面。
And in this concentration camp, they suffered greatly.
在这个集中营里面，他受了很多的苦。
And they were often tempted to bitterness.
然后就叫人很容易有很多的苦读。
And when they were tempted like this, they would say to each other, the two sisters.
当他们心里面感觉到苦毒的时候，他们两姐妹就会这样说
：“Thank God for Romans 5:5。”
感谢主啊，这个给我们罗马书第五章第五节。
God's love has been poured into our hearts.
上帝的爱倾倒在我们的身上。
So however bad people are, God's love is greater.
无论别人对我们怎么样的不好，上帝的爱更大。
Not only is God's love greater.
不单是上帝的爱更大。
God is greater than this problem.
上帝比这些的问题都要大。
And therefore, because He is greater, He can turn it into good.
所以因着上帝比这些都大的话，就可以把困难问题变成是好的。
You know, that's an amazing thought.
这个观念呢是很难得的，很奇妙的。
This person has been so bad to me.
这个人对我是那么的差劲。
And even this badness, God will turn into good.
可是他的对我的坏。上帝可以把它变成好。
You know, that's a real problem to some people.
对某些人来说，他们很难这样想。
Because they want to be angry.
因为他们希望生气。
They want to keep their sense. That fellow has hurt me.
I'm sorry.
They want to keep that sense inside of them. That fellow has hurt me.
他们希望保持在他们心里面说，这个人得罪了我。
And then God says, I'm going to turn this into good, so that's not going to be a hurt.
所以当如果上帝把这些坏的事情变成好的话，他心里面就说，那我没有借口来生气了。
What a shame. I was hoping to have a nice party of pitying myself, and God is saying He's going to turn it into good.
所以我本来已经想好好的有一个机会，好好的大发脾气，但是上帝把这些都变好。
So because of those two reasons.
为的是两个原因。
God's love is greater.
上帝的爱比我们大。
God will turn it into good.
上帝可以把坏的变成好。
We don't need to be angry about the way the world has treated us.
我们不需要看到这个世界的人怎么样对待我们而生气。
And that gives us strength to forgive.
这个就给我们力量去饶恕别人。
And the Bible says how that if we don't forgive, our sins are not forgiven.
所以如果我们不饶恕别人的话，上帝也不饶恕我们。
Because love comes in and goes out from the same door.
因为爱从一个门进来，也从同样一个门出去。
If you close that door and say, "I will not forgive that person,"
如果你把门关了，你说我不饶恕那个人
，then we close the door for God's love to come into our life.
那我们就把门关掉，神的爱也进不来了。
And we become miserable people.
我们心里面就变成一个非常苦毒的人。
When Corrie ten Boom had been released and the war was over.
当这个大战完了以后 ，Corrie Ten Boom 被放出去。
She went about preaching everywhere.
她就到处来传道。
And one day she preached close to the concentration camp where she had been.
有一次她到了她以前被关的那个集中营里面那个地方传道。
And after she finished preaching,
她讲完以后
，a person came up to her.
有一个人到她的面前。
And when he lifted his head, she realized he was one of those cruel guards in this camp.
她把头抬起来的时候，就看到这个人，他就认出来，这个是在集中营里面的一个守卫。
She talked to him and said that since then he has become a Christian.
他就跟他讲起来，后来就发现，原来他后来成为一个基督徒。
And Corrie Ten Boom had talked about forgiveness.
没有 ，Corrie Ten Boom 刚刚讲完我们要饶恕。
And so he told her, "Sister, I want you to know, I want to hear from you. I know God has forgiven me for the terrible things I did."
这个守卫就跟这个 Corrie Ten Boom 说。我要告诉你，我知道上帝已经饶恕了我。
But I'd like to hear it from your lips as well, sister. Will you forgive me?
可是我要从你的口中听到，你可不可以饶恕我
？And she thought, how can I forgive this man?
她在想，我怎么样可以饶恕这样的一个人
？She remembered her sister without any clothes on, and this man laughing.
她就想到这个人在她这个姐姐没有穿衣服的时候来欺负她。
She remembers how her sister died a slow, painful death.
他姐姐怎么样在集中营里面慢慢的死得好惨。
Was it all in vain?
难道都是无缘无故的死吗
？How can I forgive this man?
我怎么样可以再饶恕这个人呢
？But she also remembered that the Bible says that if we don't forgive, God won't forgive us.
可是她就想到圣经说，如果我们不饶恕别人，上帝就不饶恕我们。
And she knew that people who had not forgiven had ruined their lives.
她也知道，当人不饶恕别人的话，他们自己的生命就变坏了。
But she had no feeling.
可是他再没有这种的感觉。
But she also knew that feeling doesn't depend on obedience, doesn't depend on feelings.
可是他知道，虽然他没有这种要饶恕的感觉，可是他需要遵守上帝的命令。
So she prayed, and she all this time, you know, his hand was out, but she had been touching her purse with her hand.
所以那个守卫的手已经伸出来，他的手呢放在后面。
So she prayed and she said,
他就祷告说
，Lord, I can put my hand out.
上帝，我可以把手伸出来。
You supply the feeling.
你提供那种的感觉。
And she says, woodenly, she just put out her hand.
所以她就好像木偶一样把手伸出来。
And she said it was like a current that started in her shoulders.
她就觉得好像有电流从这个肩膀那里流下来。
She felt the love of God just going through her life.
她就感觉到上帝的爱穿过她的一生。
And she clutched this man.
她就紧紧地抓住他的手。
And she said, "I forgive you, my brother, with all my heart."
我的弟兄啊，我饶恕你，我从心里面饶恕你。
And she says, "There was this prisoner and this guard."
这个守卫就在这个前面。
Hold each other's hand.
跟这个被关的人，我们两个人就在牵手。
Filled with God's love.
充满着上帝的爱。
You see what had happened?
你看到什么事情发生呢
？God's love had been compelling her.
上帝的爱激励她了。
But she had to obey.
可是她却需要听命。
And when she obeyed,
当她遵命的时候
，the love was perfected.
这个爱就完全了。
She had more than enough love to love this man.
她有足够的爱去爱这个人。
And the end was deep joy.
到最后是充满大大的喜乐。
My dear friend, don't block the love of God from going out of your life or coming into your life.
我亲爱的朋友，不要把这个门关掉，叫上帝的爱不能够进来，也爱也不能够出去。
But as you let open your heart,
当你把的门打开的时候
，God can let the love come in and go out.
上帝就可以让爱进到你的心里面，也流露出来。
And our lives will not only be joyful, they will be useful.
我们的爱，我们不单只可以得到喜乐，而且我们也成为一个非常有用的一个人。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Oh God, we thank you that you have loved us with an everlasting love.
我们感谢我们的上帝，你用永远的爱爱我们。
Thank you for what that love can do to our lives.
我们谢谢，我们看到这个爱可以改变我们一生。
We open our hearts, Lord.
开我们的心。
We open our hearts.To respond to whatever you have told us today.
看我们的心，让我们对你今天对我们讲的话有反应。
And we ask you, dear Father, to fill us with your love.
我们求上帝充满你的爱。
And having filled us, may that love go out. to the lives of other people.
当我们被你的爱充满之后，我们就让这个爱流露出来照顾别人。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.